The sixth parak deals primarily with when Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos. In other words, Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos. We're bringing the Korban Pesach on Shabbos itself in the afternoon, and the Seder is going to be Motzei Shabbos. And we said in the prior parak that, in fact, the Korban Pesach is Docha Shabbos. Korban Pesach overrides Shabbos, and typically Shechita would be an Isser, Doraisa, etc., but it is permitted when Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos. However, our Mishnah Aleph is going to teach us that not all things having to do with the Korban Pesach are Docha Shabbos. Certain things are, certain things are not. In other words, the things that need to be done on Shabbos are done on Shabbos, but things that can be done before Shabbos, in other words, the preparations called the Machshirei Mitzvah, those should have to be done before Shabbos, and things that can be pushed off until after Shabbos, those have to be done after Shabbos. So our Mishka is going to start out, Mishnah Aleph, with the things that are Docha Shabbos. Eilu Dvarim BaPesach, Dochim Es HaShabbos. These are the things that when Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, the Korban Pesach will indeed override Shabbos. And our Mishnah lists out four: Shechita, so the Shechita, the slaughtering of the Korban Pesach, Zrikas Damo, and throwing the blood on the Mizbeach, Umichoi Kravav, which means cleaning out the intestines from all the waste material that's in them, the Hekter Chalavav, and burning the fats and the organs that are burnt on the Mizbeach, that is done on Shabbos as well. Aval Tliyah, so the actual roasting of the Korban Pesach, that doesn't have to be done on Shabbos. That cannot be done on Shabbos. Because it doesn't have to be done on Shabbos, we're not allowed to do it on Shabbos. V'hadachas Kravav, and also once we have cleaned out the intestines, which we said is Docha Shabbos, the Michoi Kravav, what is not Docha Shabbos, is the further rinsing out of the intestines. In other words, once we clean them out, there's still going to be a little waste material that is going to be left in the intestines. That has to be done after Shabbos. The reason here is that the Michoi Kravav, when it comes to cleaning out the main waste material, if we don't do that, the intestines are going to rot. However, if we just have a little bit left over and they need to be cleaned with water, that can wait until after Shabbos. That's not going to cause the intestines to go bad. So here we're saying, Avat Tzliyah, so the actual roasting of the Korban Pesach would be done Motzei Shabbos, V'adachas Kravav, and the further rinsing out, thorough cleaning of the intestines, Einan Dochim Es HaShabbos, do not override the Shabbos. Those are pushed off until after Shabbos because they can be pushed off until after Shabbos. Now we're going to talk about the preparations for the Korban Pesach that can be done before Shabbos. So the Mishnah says, Harkavato. We're going to bring three examples, and these are going to be very important for the next Mishnah, which is a very complicated Mishnah, so we have to get it down. Harkavaso means carrying the Korban Pesach to the Beis HaMikdash. So there's an Isser D'oraisa to carry in a Rishus HaRabim. The Harkavaso, the carrying of it to the Beis HaMikdash, can be done before Shabbos. So it has to be done before Shabbos. That's not like the Shechita, that the Pasuk tells us that the Shechita of the Korban Pesach has to be B'moado. B'moado means at the proper time, in the exact time. So in other words, even if it's Shabbos, Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, it still has to be brought. So we know the Shechita has to be done. But the preparations, the Harkavaso, bringing that Korban, bringing the animal to the Beis HaMikdash, and if the person is going to be outside of the Tchum of Yerushalayim, more than 2,000 Amos outside of Yerushalayim, you can't violate the Tchum Shabbos. That could be done before Shabbos, so you cannot do it on Shabbos. And v'chatichas yabalto, if the animal has a wart that would make it unfit to bring a korban, that also cannot be done on Shabbos, because all three of those activities, is ein dochim as a Shabbos, these do not override Shabbos, because those are preparations, machshirei mitzvah, and the animal can, A, be brought before Shabbos. B, if it's out of the tchum, it can be done before Shabbos. And if it has a wart, it can be cut off before Shabbos. So preparations, machshir and mitzvah, according to the Tanakhama, have to be done before Shabbos. Rabbi Eliezer, Omer Dochim, Rabbi Eliezer has a different view. He says, just like you can do the malachas on Shabbos, the shechita, etc., you can also do the preparations. And even if they could be done before Shabbos, it doesn't matter. Rabbi Eliezer is of the view that the preparations for the Korban, just like the bringing of the Korban itself override Shabbos, so too do the preparations. They are also Docha Shabbos. Mishnah Beis is a continuation of Mishnah Aleph, where Rebbe Eliezer tries to prove that not only is the Isser D'oraisa of Shechita when Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos is Shechita Docheh Shabbos, but also the preparations, the Machshirei Mitzvah of the Korban Pesach, are also Docheh Shabbos, even though they could have been done before Shabbos. So Amar Rebbe Eliezer V'halodino, is this not a Kal V'chomer? Is this not logical? Ma'im Shechita, just like the shechit of the Korban Pesach, shuchi mishum melacha, that it's an Isser Doraisa to shecht on Shabbos, and nonetheless, the shechit of the Korban Pesach is Docheh Shabbos, Docheh es Shabbos, Elu. Those three preparatory activities, shehen mishun shvutz, that they're only in Isser Derabanan. The Harkava, that's the bringing of the Korban Pesach on Shabbos, is only in Isser Derabanan, even though typically carrying is an Isser Doraisa, but we have a concept of chai nosei es atzmo, when something is alive, it assists in the carrying, so it drops it down to an Isser Derabanan. So carrying a live animal would only be an Isser Derabanan. And coming from outside the tchum is also an Isser Derabanan. And removing a wart, we're talking about removing it with one's hand, not with a kli, not with a special vessel to remove it. And that also is an Isser Derabanan. So says Rabbi Eliezer, Elu, those three activities, those machshirei mitzvah shen mishum shvus, that there each one is an only Isser Derabanan. Lo yitchu es haShabbos, certainly they should be Doche Shabbos. Rabbi Eliezer is saying that the Korban Pesach, the Shechita of the Korban Pesach, is a Deoraisa and it's Doche Shabbos. Certainly these activities, the Machshirei Mitzvah, the preparatory activities necessary to bring the Korban Pesach, are also Doche Shabbos. Certainly they're only Doche Shabbos because they are only Isurei Derabanan. So Amar Lo Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua comes and says, that is not a good Kal V'chomer. I'll bring you a precedent, Yom Tom Yochiach. The Halacha Ziv Yom Tef will prove to us, Shehitiru Bo Mishum Malacha, that it is permitted to do certain Isurei Deraisa. For example, cooking, stuff that is Litzorech Ochal Nevesh, cooking, baking, those are typically Isurei Deraisa. Raisa on Shabbos on Yontov, it's permitted nonetheless. Va'asur bo mishum shvus, and nonetheless, Isurei Derabanan, even necessary Isurei Derabanan for cooking, like bringing food out from outside of the tchum, which would be an Isurei Derabanan, that is not Doche Shabbos. So we see here that there are times that will be permitted to do on a Yontov Shabbos an Isurei Deraisa, but not an Isurei Derabanan. So you're trying to bring a Kal V'chomer that just like Shechita is Doche because it's a Deraisa. A Kal V'chomer, the Derabanan of the Machshirei Mitzvah, that doesn't work because we have the precedent of Yom Tov. Amar Lo Rabbi Eliezer, Maze Yeshua, your precedent is not bearing on our discussion. Ma Raya Reshus LeMitzvah, you're trying to bring a proof, a Raya from a Reshus. Bringing Yom Tov, cooking food on Yom Tov is a Reshus. It's an optional thing. It's not a Mitzvah. Accordingly, we cannot expand what's permitted. Only the Doraisa of actual Bishul is permitted, not bringing food from outside the tchum, not the Isser Derabanan, but le mitzvah, when it comes to the Korban Pesach, which is a mitzvah, we can discuss there, it has a different analysis, that indeed my Kal V'chomer would be bearing, that if we're going to be matir, a deoraisa Kal V'chomer, we're going to matir the Machshirei Mitzvah, the Derabanan. So you can't bring a proof from Yom Tov, which is a reshus, to the Korban Pesach, which is a mitzvah. So Heishiv Rabbi Akiva V'amar. Now Rabbi Akiva is going to give his opinion. He's also disagreeing with Rabbi Eliezer, and he says, I'll bring you a different precedent. Hazaa tochiach. Hazaa is if somebody becomes tamei t'mei meis, he touched a dead body, for example, he has to go through the tahara process of being spritzed with the water, including the ash for the para aduma, on the third and the seventh days. And our issue here is we're going to talk about, is that hazaa, is that tochiach Shabbos? Doing the hazaa, spritzing to somebody who's tamei, is only an iser derabanan. The Isser Derabanan, because it looks like you're being metakin, it's near a ketikun, it looks like you're fixing something, you're fixing this individual. So Rabbi Akiva says, I'm going to bring a precedent from Hazaa tochiach. This Hazaa, spritzing on the tamei person, is going to prove tashi mitzvah, it indeed is a mitzvah. So it's similar to Korban Pesach, that it's a mitzvah. It's not like yontiv, that is, you're calling it just a reshus, behi mishum reshvus, and also, when it comes to Hazaa, it's also only an Isser Derabanan, Ve'ena Doche Es HaShabbos, and it is not Doche Es HaShabbos. What we're talking about here is if Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos and somebody has to become pure. He was Tamei and he has to become pure to bring the Korban Pesach. He had his sprinkling on the third day. Now his seventh day falls on Shabbos and he's got to bring the Korban Pesach. But spritzing on him is an Isser Derabanan. It's a mitzvah. It's also enabling him to bring the Korban Pesach. but it's an iser derabanan to spritz on him. So says Rabbi Akiva, even though it's only an iser derabanan, it is not doch Shabbos. Even though shchita of the korban pesach is doch Shabbos, so here Rabbi Akiva is saying we do have a precedent here that is a mitzvah and it's an iser derabanan. And it is not doch Shabbos. Af ata al titma aleilu. You too, Rabbi Eliezer, shouldn't be so surprised about those three activities: the machshire mitzvah of the korban pesach, that's the carrying of it and bringing from outside the tchum, or removing the wort with one's hand. Sha'af al pishen mitzvah. Even though indeed they are a mitzvah, shvehen mishun shus, and even though they're only a derabanan, lo yitchu es a Shabbos, they also cannot override the Shabbos, and we cannot have a valid kal v'chomer that. Just like the Shechita is a Doraisa is Doch HaShabbos, so too these Yisurei Derabanan, which are also a mitzvah, they're Machshirei mitzvah, they're also Doch HaShabbos, because we have a proof from Hazah that it's also a mitzvah, and it's also only a Derabanan, and we see that it is not Doch HaShabbos. Amar lo Rabbi Eliezer. So Rabbi Eliezer responds back, I hear your precedent, but I'm going to va'leha nidan. Let's talk about Azah. You would open up the discussion of Azah. Let's discuss it. Umayim Shechita. I think, in fact, he says that Hazah, it's a mitzvah, it's an iser derabanan, it is doch Shabbos, and it should be done on Shabbos when Erev Pesach is Shechal b'Shabbos. The Hazah should be done. Uma im Shechita, I'll bring you a kal v'chomer. Uma im Shechita shimishu melacha doch es Shabbos. Shechita, that it's an iser deraisa is doch Shabbos. Hazah, spritzing on the seventh day, shehi mishum shvus, it's also a mitzvah, and it's only an iser derabanan. Shechita is a deraisa is doch Hazah, that's a derabanan, ain't a din, she doch es Shabbos. Isn't it obvious? Isn't it a kal v'chomer that we should doch a Shabbos for the Isra Durabanan of Azah that's going to enable the person to bring the Korban Pesach on that Shabbos? Amalo Rabbi Akiva. So now Rabbi Akiva is going to retort back, and he's basically saying, enough with these kal v'chomers, oh chiluf, you know what, if we're going to be making these kal v'chomers, we can even make an opposite kal v'chomer. Ma'im haza'a she'im ishum shvus, because just like haza'a, it's only an issa derabanan, and it's of my view, eino doches ha-shabbos, that it's not doches Shabbos for this issa derabanan, shchita. She'im ishum alacha shchita, that's an issa deraisa, eino din shulatitches ha-shabbos. Shouldn't we say kal v'chomer that the shechita itself of the korban pesach is not going to be doch Shabbos? Rabbi Akiva obviously knew that's not true, because shechita is doch Shabbos when it comes to bringing the korban pesach. But nonetheless, Rabbi Akiva is saying, you know, all of these kal v'chomers are getting us nowhere. And Amar lo Rabbi Eliezer Akiva, Rabbi Eliezer says back, Rabbi Akiva, what kind of kal v'chomer is that to come to learn that shechita itself of the korban pesach is not doch Shabbos? We know it is. It's a mefurish pasuk in the Torah. Akarta mashik. Hasuba Torah, you have uprooted a specific pasuk in the Torah that teaches us that when Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, that indeed the bringing of the Korban Pesach, the Shechita of the Korban Pesach, is Doche Shabbos. It says in the Pasuk, Ben Arbaim, Bemoado comes to teach us that Korban Pesach is brought even if it falls on Shabbos. Even when Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, we have to bring it. Bein Bechol, Bein B'Shabbos, whether it falls, Erev Pesach falls on a weekday or it falls on Shabbos, it's Doche Shabbos. We have to bring it in its proper time. So Rabbi Akiva, where's your Kal V'Chomer coming to teach us that even Shechita is not Doche Shabbos? Amar lo. So now Rabbi Akiva responds back, I know that pasuk. Rabbi, he's saying to Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Akiva says, Amar lo, Rabbi Eliezer, Haveli moed le'elu kemoed le'shechita. I know that there's a pasuk that by Shechita, it has to be brought in its proper time. It says moed. It says b'moado. Obviously, the pasuk says that shechita is doche Shabbos for when it comes to erev Pesach that fell on Shabbos. So we bring the korban Pesach. I have a specific pasuk that teaches me that. But bring me heveli moed. Bring me a pasuk. Bring me a place that it says moed also for the machshire mitzvah that you are saying are also doche Shabbos. You're coming to tell me that even though they're just isuri derabanan, because they're Yisroi Derabanan, Kal V'Chomer, they're Doche Shabbos, Kal V'Chomer, and I can carry it from outside, because Achai knows that, so I can go out of the Tchum, I can remove this wort by hand. But says Rabbi Akiva, you don't have a proof for that. You don't have a pasuk that tells you Moed, that those things, the Machshiri Mitzvah, can be done as well on Pesach, on Yontif as well. You don't, on Shabbos, that the Erev Pesach that falls on Shabbos, you don't have a Pasuk. Accordingly, without a Pasuk that teaches you that, we have to say that only the Shechita is Dolche, because we have a Pasuk that says, Bo Amo'ado, but the Machshiri Mitzvah are not Dolche. It says, Klal Amar Rabbi Akiva, in the conclusion of our Mishnah, here's the principle, Kol Malacha Shefsha Lasosam Erev Shabbos, any Malacha that you can do, any of these Machshiri Mitzvah, or malachas that are done, can be done Erev Shabbos, Eino Doches Shabbos, they cannot override Shabbos. Shechita in particular, Shiefsha Lasosam Erev Shabbos, Shechita that cannot be done by for Erev Shabbos, because we have a Pasuk that tells us that it has to be done B'Mo'ado, it has to be done whenever Erev Pesach is, and even if it falls on Shabbos, it's Doches Shabbos, it is Doches Shabbos. However, says Rabbi Akiva to Rabbi Eliezer, the Machshire Mitzvah that you wanted to prove that they are also Doches Shabbos, they are not Docha Shabbos. Mishnah Gimel, each of the Shalosh Regalim had a Korban Chagiga that was brought for it. Our Mishnah is not talking about that Korban Chagiga. It's talking about a special Korban Chagiga that was often brought on Erev Pesach. And the concept here, this is not a required Korban. This is simply that the Korban Pesach should ideally be eaten when somebody is always full. Just to top you off, like a dessert, that's the Korban Pesach. So in order to get there, if the Korban Pesach didn't have enough meat to fill everyone up, they would bring a Korban Chagiga, and that would be eaten first, get people fairly full, and then the Korban Pesach would be eaten thereafter. So our mission is coming to teach us that there were actually only certain conditions upon which this Korban Chagiga would additionally be brought in addition to the Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach. So, Eimasai Mevi Chagiga Imo. What are the conditions that somebody would bring a Korban Chagiga as well on Erev Pesach, along with the Korban Pesach? So there are three scenarios here. Bizman, Shuba, Bechol. The Korban Chagiga would only be brought when Erev Pesach was on a weekday. However, if Erev Pesach was on Shabbos, we could only bring the Korban Pesach, not the Chagiga as well. In addition, number two, Betahara, it would only be brought, this is Korban Chagiga, when everyone was tahor. In other words, it's a concept we'll see later on in the Masechta that, and we've seen in the past, that a korban pesach can't be brought by somebody who's tameh. However, if the majority of the tzibur is tameh, or the majority of the kohanim are tameim, the korban pesach could be brought bituma. Nonetheless, that concept of bringing the Korban Pesach Betuma applies only to the Korban Pesach and not to the Korban Chagiga. And number three, Uve Mu'at, bringing of the Korban Chagiga was only at a situation when the group that was partnered together on the Korban Pesach only had a little bit to eat from the Korban Pesach. In other words, there were a lot of people on a Korban Pesach, or it was a very small animal, the Korban Pesach, so it would not be filling them up. Accordingly, that situation, they would bring a Korban Chagiga as well. However, the converse is, Ubizman Shuba B'Shabbos. However, when Erev Pesach fell on Shabbos, that's when we bring the Korban Pesach, not the Chagiga. Bimruba, or when there was plenty of meat from the Korban Pesach to fill everyone up, also, we don't bring the Chagiga as well, Ubetuma, and as well, when the Korban Pesach is brought Betuma, we do not bring the Korban Chagiga as well, Ein Mevini Mo Chagiga. In any of those three scenarios, we do not additionally bring the Korban Chagiga, just the Korban Pesach. Mishnah Dalet, as long as we're talking about the Korban Chagiga, we can talk about the requirements of the Korban Chagiga. The Korban Chagiga is a Shlamim, so the requirements of the Shlamim apply to this Korban Chagiga. So Chagiga Haisaba Min Hatzon Min Habakar. So the Korban Chagiga that was brought Erev Pesach, just like other Shlamim, was brought from the Tzon, which means small livestock. We'll define what that means in a little bit. Min Habakar, from cattle. So what does that mean, Min Hatzon, small livestock? Min Hakvasim, Min Ha'izim, it's brought from sheep, it's brought from goats. It can also be brought Min Hazharim Umin Anakevas. It can also be brought from men, males, or female animals. And in addition, unlike the Korban Pesach that had to be eaten only on the 14th at night, maybe even only up until Chatzos, the Korban Chagiga, again, much broader, Ne'echeles Lishnei Yamim V'Laila Echad, just like a Korban Shlamim, it's eaten for 2 days and the night in between. In other words, it's brought on the 14th of Nisan, that's Erev Pesach, so it can be eaten on the 2 days, that's the 14th, and the 15th of Nisan, and the night in between. Mishnah Hey is a fairly complicated Mishnah, and we're harking back now to the beginning of the prior parak when we said that when somebody brings a Korban Pesach, it has to be brought Lishmo. In other words, his intention is to bring it to the as a Korban Pesach, and when he does the Shechita on it, he has to have in mind this is the Korban Pesach. But if he has in mind that it's for some other Korban, that Korban Pesach is going to be invalid. So going back to that situation, but we're applying that when Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos. So he's doing the Shechita on this Korban Pesach, and he has the wrong intention. I'm bringing this Korban Pesach for a different type of Korban, like a Shlomim. The Korban is invalid, so accordingly, this is Chilul Shabbos. So the Mishnah says as follows, a Pesach sheshchata shelo lishmo b'Shabbos. If I have a Korban Pesach, and somebody shachts it, it was supposed to be for a Speshach, but he had in mind shelo lishmo, that I'm going to bring it for a different type of Korban. For example, l'shem Shlomim, on Shabbos, chayev alav chatas, he has to bring a Korban chatas, this was Chilul Shabbos, the Korban is invalid. We have a Chilul Shabbos b'shogeg. You have to bring a Korban Chatas. What happens in this different situation? It's not that I had a Korban Pesach and I had the wrong intention to bring it for a different Korban, but we reverse it. I had something that was donated to the Beis HaMikdash to be brought as a different type of Korban, and then I switch, and it's Erev Pesach, Shechalios B'Shabbos, and I have in mind to bring it as my Korban Pesach. So it's the reverse situation. Ushar Kol HaZvachim, if I have other Zvachim, all different types of other items, other animals that were to be brought as Korbanos, but not as a Korban Pesach, and Sheshachtan L'Shum Pesach, and it was Shechted, having in mind that this would be a Pesach, and it's Shabbos again. Is there Chilul Shabbos there? Yes, it's not going to be a kosher Korban, but the Mishnah will now divide up. Im Einan Ru'uyin, if this is the type of animal that does not fit the criteria for a Korban Pesach. In other words, a Korban Pesach has to be either a male lamb or a goat, also called a kid, less than 1 year old. So if it's not of that criteria, it's a female or it's older, whatever it may be, im einan ru'uyin, chayav, then it's Chilul Shabbos. In other words, if somebody brought an animal that was not to be brought as a Korban Pesach, made a mistake, brought it as a Korban Pesach, has in mind that it's a Korban Pesach, but it doesn't fit the criteria of a Korban Pesach, the animal itself, that's Chilul Shabbos, and he has to bring a Korban Chatas. V'im ru'uyin, now we're going to have a machlokas. If that animal, it wasn't supposed to be brought as a Korban Pesach. For example, it was going to be brought as a shlamim, but has the same criteria, the proper criteria, as a Korban Pesach. It's a male lamb or a goat, less than a year old. The imru'i, and it could have been brought as a Korban Pesach, but it can't now because it was donated as a shlamim. Rabbi Eliezer, Mechayev Chatas. Rabbi Eliezer says, still it's Chilul Shabbos because that animal was not supposed to be brought as the Korban Pesach. It is not a kosher Korban Pesach, and accordingly, that's Chilul Shabbos, and you have to bring a Korban Chatas. Rabbi Yeshua Pota, Rabbi Yeshua says, you don't have to bring a Korban Chatas. Rabbi Yeshua is of the view that even though it's not a kosher Korban Pesach, because it started out as a shlamim, but because it fit the criteria of a Korban Pesach, it's very easy to make a mistake with everything going on Erev Pesach, it's Shabbos, but it's still Erev Pesach, and all the korbanos, and the person just by mistake grabbed this animal thinking this was his Korban Pesach, and he brought it for a Korban Pesach, even though it's not a valid Korban Pesach. There's a phrase, there's a concept that applies here, according to Rabbi Yeshua, Toeh b'dvar mitzvah. Somebody makes an innocent mistake when doing a mitzvah, he is absolved from liability of having to bring a Korban Chata. So that's the machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. When somebody brings an animal that should not have been a Korban, it was viable, it would have fit the criteria for a Korban Pesach, but it was dedicated to be a different type of Korban, for example, a Shlamim. Well, you say Shlamim, but he brought it as a Korban Pesach. Do we apply the klal, the principle, Toa b'dvar mitzvah, that you don't have to bring a Korban Chatas, according to Rabbi Eliezer, because the Korban Pesach, the animal that was brought as a Korban Pesach, was invalid, it's Chilul Shabbos, and you have to bring a Korban Chatas. However, Rabbi Yeshua does apply this concept, Toa b'dvar mitzvah, and you don't have to bring a Korban Chatas. Now we're going to have a discussion between Rabbi Eliezer, who is Machmir, you have to bring a Korban Chatas, and Rabbi Yeshua says you don't have to, because we apply the rule, Toa b'dvar mitzvah. So Amar Rabbi Eliezer who's Machmir, and says, you're chayav, you have to bring the Korban Chatas. He brings a kal v'chomer to prove his case that in this situation you are chayav. Ma'im ha-pesach shuhu mutar lishmok. In a typical case, a Korban Pesach that on Shabbos, if I have the proper intentions, this is an animal that was supposed to be my Korban Pesach, and I had the proper intentions to bring it as a Korban Pesach, it's mutter on Shabbos. So in other words, the bringing of the Korban Pesach will doche Shabbos, overrides the Isser of Shechit on Shabbos. That's a typical case. However, kisheshina et shema chaya, but that Korban Pesach, I was supposed to bring it as a Korban Pesach, but I did have the wrong intention. I had in mind to bring it as a shlamim. This is how we started our Mishnah. That is going to invalidate that korban, and I am chayav to bring a korban chata. So that's our typical case of shaloli shma. It was supposed to be a korban pesach, and I brought a shaloli shma, having in mind it's going to be, for example, a shlamim. That's chilul Shabbos, and I have to bring a korban pesach. So kal v'chomer, certainly in a case zvachin, shehen asruin lishman, if I'm bringing a korban that I'm not allowed to bring on Shabbos, the korban pesach I could bring on Shabbos, but other things, for example, a shlamim, I can't bring that on Shabbos. That's not Shchita of that animal is not Docha Shabbos. Kisheshina et Sheman, when I bring a korban, that's not even in the ballpark. I can't even bring it on Shabbos, and I come and I'm going to say, okay, I'm going to bring it L'Shem Pesach. I'm going to bring it. I change the intention. Eino din sheyei chayav. Is it certainly that I'm going to be chayav on it? This is a type of korban that doesn't fit to the criteria, and I'm not even bringing it for the proper purpose of that korban. I'm changing its intention. So certainly, I'm going to have to bring a korban chatas, because that is chilul Shabbos. So Amar lo Rabbi Yeshua lo. Rabbi Yeshua disagrees with the kal v'chomer. That's not a valid kal v'chomer. Ima amarta bepesach. If you want to say that when it comes to a bringing of the korban pesach, I am chayev chatas shishinahu ledavar ha'aser. When this is going to be my korban chatas and my korban pesach, and I have in mind that it's going to be for something else, I am changing this would have been a valid korban, and I'm changing to something that's invalid. I'm bringing it to a shlamim that can't be brought on Shabbos. But tomar dvachim, you can't say the same thing, kal vachomer, that a korban that shouldn't be brought by Shabbos, I'm trying to improve it. I'm trying to bringing it l'shem korban pesach, sheshina nadavar amutar. My intention is to do something positive with it, to bringing it by mistake, but I'm trying to bring it as a korban pesach. You can't tell me that that's a kal vachomer, that I would have to bring a korban chatas when my intention is positive. I agree with you when my intention is to not bring a korban pesach. If I'm bringing an animal that should have been a korban pesach and I'm intending to bring it for something else, okay, because my something else I can't bring, my intention is wrong. But when my intention is right, I'm trying to bring a korban pesach, okay, but it was on the wrong animal, you can't tell me that I'm chayav a korban chatas. So Amar lo Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer comes back and says, in fact, I believe my kal v'chomer can stand, emurei tzibur yochichu. The emurei tzibur are communal offerings that indeed are permitted to be brought on Shabbos. The tamidim, for example, korban tamid, in the morning, in the afternoon, it's brought all week long, including Shabbos, and the musaf that's brought on Shabbos, so those are the emurei tzibur. I'm going to bring you a proof from them, shehem mutarin lishman, that it's permitted to bring those on Shabbos when you bring them with the right intention. In other words, I have bringing the korban tamid, and I have in mind that it's the korban tamid. And nonetheless, v'hashochet, anyone who brings a different korban that wasn't supposed to bring be the korban tamid, or wasn't supposed to bring be the korban musaf, and brings it lishman, and has in mind this animal that shouldn't be the korban tamid, made a mistake, and he brings it as a tamid, it brings it to the musaf, but it was supposed to be a different type of korban, certainly you're chayav. Certainly you have to bring a korban chatas. In other words, what Rabbi Eliezer is saying here is we have a situation of toa b'dvar mitzvah. Toa b'dvar mitzvah, somebody that made a mistake and he's bringing an animal that was supposed to be a different type of korban, and he's bringing it on Shabbos for the tamid and the musaf. He has the proper intentions, and nonetheless, he is chayav. So we don't say toa b'dvar mitzvah is patur. We see toa b'dvar mitzvah, even though it was an innocent mistake, he has to bring a korban. Amolo Rabbi Yeshua lo. Rabbi Yeshua says the case of emurei tzibur, when somebody mistakenly brings the wrong animal and he wants to bring it as the tamid on Shabbos or the musaf on Shabbos, that's a different situation. I too would agree that such a person is chayav, and we would not say toa b'dvar mitzvah is potter in that situation. Amolo Rabbi Yeshua lo. Im amarta be emurei tzibur Sheish lem kitzel, when it comes to the emurei tzibur, when it comes to the korbanos of the tzibur that's brought on Shabbos, the tamid and the musaf, there are very limited animals that are brought. For example, we only bring one tamid shel shachar and one tamid shel ben arba'im. We just bring the musaf. So somebody who came and knows that they're very limited korbanos, they've been brought already, and he comes and makes a mistake. He makes a silly mistake. This isn't a real mistake. He should have been more careful, and he brought an animal that wasn't appropriate to be brought as the tamid of the musaf, even though he had the intention to bring it as the tamid of the musaf. Certainly, we don't say toa b'devar mitzvah, his potter, he's chayev. He was kind of negligent on that. He knows that they're very limited animals that are brought in. He should have been more careful. However, tomar b'pesach, would you say the same thing when it comes to korban pesach? She'ein lo kitzvah, there's no limit. In other words, everyone's bringing a korban pesach. It's very confusing what's going on, and I could easily confuse bringing my shlomim, it's supposed to be a shlomim, and bringing it as the korban pesach. Or I can find an animal that's walking around in the Beis HaMikdash, and it has fits the criteria of a korban pesach, and I think somebody has to bring their korban pesach. They didn't do it, and I bring it as a korban pesach, and it turned out it should have been a shlomim. In these innocent situations, we indeed would say, Toa b'dvar mitzvah is potter. So indeed, that is the view of Rabbi Yeshua, that in our case, toa b'dvar mitzvah, we would say potter when we're talking about that korban pesach that simply, as we started out, it simply fit the criteria, but you made a mistake, and it wasn't supposed to be a korban pesach. It was a shlamim, and you brought it. Certainly, it's not a kosher korban, but we would say toa b'dvar mitzvah according to Rabbi Yeshua, and according to Rabbi Eliezer, we would not say that. We would say chayv chatas. But in any case, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua would agree in the case of the emurei tzibur, the communal offering, the tmidim and the musafim, that somebody who made an innocent mistake brings an animal that was supposed to be brought as for some other korban, and he brings it as the tamid or musaf on Shabbos, that we would not apply the concept of toa b'dvar mitzvah. That is not an innocent mistake. That such a person would have to bring a korban chatas. Now we are going to have a different view of that. Rabbi Yemeir Omer, Rabbi Meir is of the view when it comes to those emurei tzibur, afa shochet l'shem emurei tzibur. Somebody who finds an animal, has an animal, and he thinks that it's the one it's going to be for the communal offering on Shabbos. He thinks he's bringing in the tamid. He thinks he's bringing a musaf, and in fact, it is not, because it was supposed to be for a different type of korban. Rabbi Meir is of the view that he's potter, he would not have to bring a korban chatas, because we would apply the rule of toa b'dvar mitzvah that he is potter. Mishnah Vav is also building on what we saw towards the beginning of the prior perek, in that there are certain intentions that will invalidate the Korban Pesach, and we just discussed Shelo Lishmo, when a Korban Pesach is brought but with the wrong intention, for example, that you're bringing your Korban Pesach but having in mind that it's a Shlamim or a Chatas, that would be number one example. Number two of the wrong intention is to bring it Shelo LaOchlav, having in mind people who either cannot physically eat the Korban Pesach, for example, they're too weak, they're too elderly, they're not feeling well, so they can't get a kazayis down to the Korban Pesach, or people who halachically are not permitted to eat of the Korban Pesach, as we'll see further in our Mishnah. They don't have a mila or they're tameim, so the person doing the shechita had in mind only the people who could not eat, so there's no one valid who could eat that he had in mind. And example number three of the wrong intention that would invalidate the Korban Pesach is the person had in mind people who were not registered, who were not partnered together on this Korban Pesach. So Mishnah Vav talks about what happens if he had any of those thoughts, and we're going to focus on number categories number two and number three on Shabbos. If Erev Pesach fell on Shabbos, when does the person who had those improper thoughts have to bring a Korban Chatzas? Because if the Korban is not valid, there is Chilul Shabbos. So the Mishnah says as follows, Shchato Shelo LaOchlav V'Shelo Limnuyav. If the person doing the Shechita had in mind category number two, that he had in mind people, only people who could not eat of the Korban Pesach, V'Shelo Limnuyav is category number three. He only had in mind people who were not partnered together on this Korban Pesach. And his examples of category number two, people who could not eat, la'arelim, he had in mind only people who did not have mila, v'latmeim, or he had in mind only people who were tmeim. Tmeim cannot eat into the Korban Pesach. Accordingly, because of that improper thoughts, those improper thoughts, that is going to be a Chilul Shabbos, and the Korban Pesach is not going to be valid. Accordingly, chayev, he is chayev to bring a Korban Chatas for the Chilul Shabbos he did. La'ochla v'shelo la'ochla. If the person, again, we're back on intention number two, but he didn't have 100% in mind only people that could not eat of the Korban Bezach, but he had in mind some people who could eat and some who could not, or at least one person who could eat of the Korban Bezach. Or back to category number three, limnuya v'shelo limnuya. If he had in mind some people who were registered, at least one person who was registered on the Korban Bezach, and also he had people in mind who were not registered, were not part of the Chabura on this Korban Pesach. And back to category number two, examples of people who could not eat. Lamulim, he had in mind some people who had a mila, v'la'arelim, and some people who did not have a mila. Or he had in mind la tahorim v'la tmeim. He had in mind some people who were tahorim, who could eat of the Korban Pesach, and some people who were tmeim and could not eat the Korban Pesach. So in this situation, when at least one person he had in mind was a valid person who could eat it for the Korban Pesach, he has a mila, he's not tameh, he was registered on this Korban Pesach, in that situation it's going to be a kosher Korban Pesach, and Pater, the person, was not Michal Shabbos, and accordingly he does not have to bring the Korban Chatas. Continuing in a similar vein, Shchata v'nimtza ba'almum. What happens if the person did the Shchita, and thereafter he found an external blemish that he did not see beforehand? So in that situation, Chayav, he was a shogeg, it was not intentional, but still, he could have seen that blemish, and he didn't, so he had the korban is not valid, and he has to bring chayav, means he has to bring a korban chatas. Shchato v'nimtza treifa b'seser. This time he shechted, but only afterward did they find a hidden internal defect. He could not have found that. So this is not considered a shogig, unintentional. It's considered even less than that. It's an onus. There's no way that he could have found that blemish because it's internal and it invalidates the Korban Pesach. The Korban Pesach is not kosher. However, Potter, he does not have to bring the Korban Chatas because this is a situation of onus. There's nothing he could have done. He wasn't a shogeg that he could have checked the outside of the animal. This is an internal blemish. He could have defect that invalidates it, but still he doesn't have to bring a Korban Chatas. This is all, again, when the Shechita was on Erev Pesach, that is on Shabbos. And continuing, Shchato, the person did the Shechita, and only thereafter did he find out, v'nodo shemashchu habalim es yadam, examples that there were no owners on this, and Korban Pesach that has no proper owners, as we've seen that concept, if they were all Tameim, or they were all Arayim, so there was no one valid that was registered on this Korban Pesach. So others examples, the person did the Shechita, and then he found out afterward, v'nodo shemashchu habalim es yadam, that anyone up till the Shechita, they can unregister, they can unpartner. So everyone who was partnered on this Korban Pesach, they withdrew, and there's no one who owns this Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach is invalid. O shemesu, or anyone who was registered passed away. O shenitmu, or anyone who was registered partner on this Korban Pesach, they became tameim. So there's no effective owners on this animal, on this Korban Pesach. The Korban Pesach is invalid, but despite that, the person who did the Shechita is potter. He doesn't have to bring a Korban Chatas, even though we could say there was Chilo Shabbos. There was Chilo Shabbos. This Korban Pesach is not valid, but mipnei sheshachat b'yershus, because he shechted with permission. In other words, he didn't have to go check if everyone is alive or if everyone had become Tommy or everyone is still registered. That he doesn't have to check for. When it comes to a blemish on the outside of the animal, he should be checking that. And if he didn't check it, he's a chachai of a Korban Chatas. But when it comes to these we're talking about at the end of the Mishnah, he's not responsible for checking. He shechted appropriately. He's considered an onus, not a shogig, and accordingly he is absolved from bringing a Korban Chatas.